You mentioned the possibility of looking at cetuximab in the adjuvant setting. Of course, that's being looked at in colon cancer. How do you think that's going to play out in terms of side effects, particularly the rash in patients in terms of adjuvant therapy?
You're right. That's certainly one of the issues. I would say if I would not develop cetuximab, I would go first for the stage 3 disease and try to combine it with chemoradiotherapy based on the data in head and neck cancer. It might be a very good, promising way. And then it would be one of the next, maybe the adjuvant setting. We also have to look how adjuvant chemo is going in the future. For me, it's established, but still there are a lot of discussions because the benefit is in the range of 5%+. So depending on the trial or whether you take the meta-analysis. So it's 5 to 15% in the optimum. And the question is, how far can you improve this by adding targeted treatments? So there are trials ongoing that looking into maintenance with chemo followed by single agent Tarceva, the Radiant trial. So that's one of the interesting trial. And this trial will also look into the issue, what will be the compliance? And I could imagine that compliance in this patient population might be a problem if it's rash. It's because taking for 1 to 2 years, convincing patients to take it might not be that easy because people use that they had surgery and their tumors are gone. And so I don't know how the compliance will be, but we will know in the future.